This is Christopher Perrin with InsideClassicalEd.com. What follows is an interview with James K.A. Smith, professor of philosophy at Calvin College and author of the book Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. In this audio clip, Jamie Smith offers his advice to classical Christian school administrators. Here's Jamie Smith.
So I think the challenge for administrators of classical Christian schools, or not challenge, the opportunity, is they have to play the role of seeing the big picture and cultivating the whole ethos, right? Because the vision of education that we're talking about here says that education is not just happening in classrooms. It's a package, and it's the co-curricular that is as important as the curricular. And I think so far classical Christian education has spent a lot of time reflecting on the curricular, right? That comes with the territory. And I think there's also been, classical Christian education has inherited practices that are part of the co-curricular. And I would just encourage administrators to continue taking sort of a practices audit of the ethos of a school and asking, how are our functional liturgies aimed at the kingdom, and how are they not? And where are the pockets where we are sort of lacking appropriate practices? And where are the pockets where we have still unwittingly adopted secular practices, off-the-shelf practices that maybe deserve a little bit more radical critique? Administrators can't pull that off on their own. That will require the whole community. But they can be, it seems to me, the catalysts for doing that kind of work. To classical Christian teachers, I would say thank you. And I would encourage them to not underestimate the power of their modeling, the formative role that they will play when students imitate them. I guess I would warn them about that too. But there is a sense in which I know, even as an educator, my classroom is one tiny little sphere of a college education. And I know I don't control the big picture. I want to influence the big picture as much as I can. But I also just need to be faithful to what I'm doing in my classroom. And I shouldn't overestimate it, because then you sort of set yourself up for failure, right? And I don't think that's helpful. I think it's better to have sort of appropriately magnanimous understandings of what you can accomplish as a teacher in your classroom. And it seems to me one of the most encouraging places to think about that is the role that you can play as an exemplar. And I also think sort of being devoted to continuing education will continue to fertilize our imaginations for ourselves, so that we can be trying to capture their imaginations with the same vision. I think the more and more I teach, the more I'm convinced that friendship is central to that project. So I have a deep sense that I cannot be a teacher on my own. And I think, and maybe this is where administrators can also help, is just encouraging communities of practice that foster friendship. That, it seems to me, Aristotle, Augustine, Aquinas, everybody agrees, is the condition of possibility for pulling this off. And I think we could do no better than just invest in that.
James K. A. Smith, offering some counsel to classical Christian school administrators. Additional portions of our interview with James K. A. Smith are available on the web at InsideClassicalEd.com.